This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Sports Talk here on the Big 870. Mike Dettay along with Charlie Long. Steve Geller will join us at 5:45. We've taken this until 8 o'clock tonight. Mike Haas, voice of the Saints, will join us at 6 o'clock. It's the usual schedule release night, and I know there's a lot of leaks going on out there about the Saints schedule, and we'll keep you up to date on everything. And certainly one in particular is that they would open the season up against the Arizona Cardinals. And Charlie and I talked about this off the air, that 6 straight wins at home for the Saints on the season opener. We'll also have on with us, once a purple night, always a purple night, Stan Verrett from ESPN, big-time Saints fan, will join us at 6:10 tonight. We'll get Stan's take on the quarterback situation and also about what he's heard about the schedule release. I'd be shocked. This doesn't look like the Saints are going to get any Thursday night games, no Sunday night games. Unless they've thrown a bone for Monday night, this team might not be in on prime time. And so you understand when there's a lot of movement around this league and showcase players, the Saints wouldn't have that deal. So we'll see if that all comes to fruition or do they get a prime time game somewhere along the bunch, but it doesn't look like a Thursday or a Sunday night game for the Saints. Before we get into talk about sports, this is sports related, but we want to wish good friend of ours, T-Bob Hebert. T-Bob,
yes, sir,
started here at WWL, moved on to Baton Rouge at ESPN there, and now he is joining Barstool Sports in Chicago. So Bobby's going to get tickets to the Cubs and the Bulls games out of that. So, man, wish T-Bob the best of luck. He did a great job here at WWL and got to move on and has worked with Jim Rome and some of the other guys. So we wish him the best of luck. And I know he puts a lot of work into what he does each and every day. He just doesn't roll up and say, hey, I'm on air. That's not the way it's done here. So T-Bob's done a super job, so we wish him the best of luck. And I do think he's Bobby's connection to tickets to either Bulls or White Sox, Cubs, somewhere along the line.
No White Sox tickets. That's a punishment. The Cubs, though, and man, I hate to see it as an Astros fan, but they're kicking some butt with my guy Kyle Tucker up there, Mike.
Man, they have really done a great job. One of the things in the schedule release today, and again, this is part of where we're going to see more of because of how the NFL works. But, man, what about the Christmas Day games? This will be on Netflix. So it'll be Christmas on a Thursday this year.
Uh-huh.
Dallas, Washington starts it off at 12 noon.
Uh-huh.
At 3:30, Lions, Vikings.
Okay.
That used to be a situation where the NFL was,
that sounds like
let the NBA take it.
That sounds like a Thanksgiving doubleheader, doesn't it? That's what they have on Christmas. And is there a primetime cap for all of that on that that Christmas?
It won't
night?
Be on Netflix though.
It's going to be on Amazon, right? Because it's a Thursday night.
Correct. And so we'll find out actually, that detail there. But you can see it now. The NFL, they don't care who they get in the ring with. That deal is nobody's going to knock us out.
No.
And you know, the NBA had carte blanche for a long time here. Man, I grew up. You know, it was the one game I saw. It was the blue-gray all-star game that used to play Christmas Day, like at 12 or 1 o'clock in the afternoon. That's before your time, Charlie.
Yeah.
It was an all-star game, and they used to play on Christmas Day, but not anymore. The NFL has said, man, you can forget about all this. We're not giving you any day, including Christmas. And so Thursday night and Thursday afternoon already, it's been released by Netflix, 12 noon, Dallas, Washington. And at 3:30 that afternoon, Lions, Vikings.
For one, that's an awesome doubleheader on paper. But one other thing, this is kind of an aside, Mike, because I've heard a lot of folks in national NBA media talk about this. All the injuries that have happened in the playoffs and that have happened in multiple playoffs in years past, it feels like a lot of the times, you know, all these teams just get their title hopes tanked because of a major injury. You saw it happen with Boston the other night. Do you think, this is a little bit of a more open question, it would be wise for the NBA to A, push back their season from starting in October to more having maybe opening day be that Christmas Day, right? And I think that would be kind of more festive in starting the season off on a special day like that versus just having it be in the middle of the year for one. But then also the discussion about potentially shortening the season from 82 games.
I don't think they're going to shorten it.
It's not going to happen.
Of TV.
Exactly. It's not going to, and because of the money that's involved in an extra, you know, whether that be 20 games or 22 games if you shorten it to 60. But it just feels like you get to the postseason and all these players just get injured. A bunch of stars. You saw what happened to Cleveland. You saw what happened to Boston. It's happened to multiple teams throughout the postseason. Steph Curry is another example, right? After that brutal 7-game series against Houston, he comes up with a hamstring injury in game one against Minnesota. There's something to be said about it. I don't think it's going to happen necessarily, but I think it's something that should at least be considered. A, pushing the start of the season back so that it runs a little bit later into the summer, which would be nice for us. But also shortening the season a little bit because of all the injuries that keep popping up.
Yeah, because, this wasn't the last time we had Jen Hale on, but maybe it was the time before. I talked to her about this because, in essence, in her coverage for all the years of the NBA and also with the NFL, she felt as though that if they moved it, it would not be a Christmas Day start.
Yeah.
Now, that might have been the thought years ago because the NFL wasn't involved, but not anymore. And the 82-game schedule stays. That's not going to basically change. But let's say you start it in late November instead of October and pushes this a little bit later into the summer.
Right, where the NBA Finals would be more of like July, right, than June. I don't know. There's more time where it's not directly competing with the NFL, right? Where if you started in October, you started in the middle of football season. And nobody's paying attention to it, even with their attempts.
You even get tsunamied by college football.
Correct. Yeah, the football in general. I'm not just talking about the NFL. It's college football as well, to your point. It makes sense for me to push back the start of the season towards maybe closer to Christmas time. Not necessarily, you don't need opening day of the NBA season to be Christmas Day. It was just an idea. But kind of like what you were mentioning with Jen, maybe starting it in December to where the season runs from December and then it potentially ends in like July, maybe early August, to where there's that basically 4-month stretch from March through like June, July, right? Where you're not competing against football, whether that be the NFL or, you know, college football. It just kind of makes sense to me. Instead, you know, they have what they have now. We'll see if they ever change it.
They better change it.
Because they get blitzed by football every time. The NFL said, we want Christmas Day. You're not like, and I know LeBron said, oh, you know, they're not going to take Christmas from us. They have. They absolutely have. And the numbers prove that.
The first time they got in the ring with them.
Exactly. They gave them the uppercut and knocked them to the turf. I don't know, man. It just makes sense to me that they would potentially stretch this out a little bit differently, even if they don't shorten the regular season, that they just start it later than like October, because it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I think all the major sports are going to have to pay attention to what the NFL is doing and adjust their schedule to them, not your schedule, because of the fact that the NFL is king and you're going to have to make some adjustments here. If it's NBA basketball, they're going to have to make that adjustment. Also, too, Charlie, in big news today, Derrick Henry and the Baltimore Ravens reached an agreement on a 2-year, $30 million extension, $25 million of the $30 million fully guaranteed over the next 2 years, is the largest deal in NFL history for a running back over 30 years old. And before I started at WWL full-time a couple years back and covering the Titans and still do work with the Titans radio network, but man, Derek trained differently. He was a guy that knew how to keep his body in great shape. He is a man out on that football field. And, you know, sometimes when you meet up with somebody, they're smaller than what they look. Sometimes they don't look like what you think. No, you meet up with Derrick Henry for the first time, he's a lot bigger than you think he is when you meet up with him the very first time. You can't believe that guy with that size, the way he's pieced together, can run that fast.
Three words, Mike. Worth every penny. Derrick Henry getting paid $15 million a year, even at his age, what he was able to accomplish last year with Baltimore, I don't see him slowing down anytime soon. He's just quite literally built different. So I'm happy for Derrick. You know, he's got a Hall of Fame career that he's running on. He's just missing that one thing, is that championship. Hopefully he can get it someday soon.
He wants that. The only guy in my lifetime that did it for that long, and Rich Marty and I talk about this all the time, John Riggins.
Yeah.
Riggo, he did it in his 30s, and he was still a force out on that football field when he touched that football. Man, he was something else. Now, he wouldn't practice. That was his deal. Hey, practice? That's for the unskilled dudes. Y'all just bring me there Saturday, give me the game plan, and I know what to do with the football on Sunday. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870, and we'll have one with us from D1 Baseball, Mark Etheridge, right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 as we try to get in touch with Mark Etheridge from D1 Baseball. We've had a lot of texts certainly about the NFL schedule. And, you know, one of the texters asked about, Mike, will this be another year where kind of the back part of the schedule is dominated by NFC South teams? My answer to that is yes. I think you're going to see both Atlanta games later in the year. At least one of the Tampa Bay games later in the year, Carolina later in the year. And I think you'll probably see from all the leagues, looks like Tampa and Carolina, maybe sort of toward the middle of the season before you get to the break. But to answer your question, what they try to do, the NFL, is try to set up these games that you never know when the season starts kind of how things finish. I don't think anybody would have thought the Commanders would have gotten to the NFC Championship game last year and setting up their games late against some of their opponents. But I think you want to try to do that to have a schedule where it's a meaningful game late in the year between NFC South teams. So I do think the two Atlanta games will be later in the year, and I think you'll see a Tampa Bay Carolina a little bit later in the year, but I think kind of switched in, you'll see Tampa and Carolina more toward the middle of the season.
It's one of my favorite parts of every season, Mike, as far as the scheduling goes, is that every time week 18 rolls around, it's all division matchups.
Yeah,
I think it's awesome for scheduling because, like you mentioned, you don't know which teams are going to be good, which teams are going to fall off, injuries happen. You know, things out of regular control can happen. But at the same time, it creates all this intrigue late in the season where, and they flex the games to primetime or later in the day and everything like that, when they mean more, when there's playoff positioning on the line, when there's a team that could potentially win their division. Think of this past year with Detroit and Minnesota, for instance. So it's always a lot of fun, especially when you get late in the season. Things kind of ramp up a little bit and you're going up against these heated rivals. It's good stuff.
Yeah, and where it looks as though the first two games will be at home, potentially games 3 and 4, you might have to go to Seattle and then cross country this and play the Bills and Josh Allen.
Yikes.
It's a nice little ride, but look who you're playing. Seattle, defensively, they are a really good team.
McDonald Brooks,
now
man.
Sam Darnold in that spot. Can their offensive line play? I mean, because last year it wasn't very good at all. But defense kind of held it in there for them. They've made some changes, certainly up front. Got another running back. That's all they need. And then with Buffalo, it's all in for the Bills and McDermott. I think it's all in for them. They got to win that big game late to get them over the hump and playing on Super Bowl Sunday. That means beating the Chiefs.
They've got the freak of nature quarterback, and he's unbelievable, Mike, but he hasn't been able to get over the big red hump in the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, he's going to get in a long line for that. We'll be back with more Sports Talk here on the Big 870 right after this break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettay along with Charlie Long. We're taking you to 8 o'clock tonight. It'll be our NFL schedule release night. Also talking all about Saints' schedule when it comes out official at 7 o'clock. I want to tell everybody, because we've had some texts and also some callers about it, Bobby J would be with us, but he's on vacation this weekend. He's out in Europe. I think he's in Turkey right now. I know I got a text from him at 1:35 this morning, so he's still uncertain about that time frame difference. But Bobby won't be with us tonight, but he will be back next week. I think he comes in the 21st, and he'll be talking about the Saints, Derek Carr, and also the situation with the Saints schedule. On our Oakland Hard Jewelers talk and text line from D1 Baseball, Mark Etheridge. Mark, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Yeah, guys, always fun to talk some ball with you.
Mark, a couple questions. The new format with the SEC in Hoover, and how much emphasis do you place on that, winning a conference championship today? Because, you know, you regular season is looked at and, you know, strength of schedule, but I think it's changed a little bit about the conference champion, to be honest with you.
I agree with you. The conferences are just so big and they're so unbalanced. The schedules are. I really don't think that the conference title means what it used to mean. I mean, sure, you'd like to win it if given the option, but I don't think it's the true measure of the best team in the conference like it once was. Just because, I mean, if you played South Carolina and Missouri this year, you had an advantage over someone who didn't, right? And it's, if one of you went 16-14 and played those guys and the other one went 18-12 and didn't, you know, or vice versa, I mean, you really those schedules are just different. So I do think that the conference tournament will be interesting if you have something to play for. And because you've got, you know, like the top four teams get double byes. So just like basketball, if you recall that format, you're going to be able to get you're going to start on Thursday or Friday, depending on what seed you are, and only play three games maximum. So you could just do your normal rotation, and I really think what a lot of teams will do is they'll throw, assuming they win, right? It's one and done if you lose. But if you win, you're gonna throw your normal guy, but you're not gonna extend him. You're gonna get him out of there after whatever you're comfortable at, maybe 75 pitches, something like that, so that you know he's fresh for next week. And I think that's gonna be interesting, because you're gonna have on the other side teams that have something to play for, perhaps. I know Missouri, they have nothing to gain this weekend's conference series against Mississippi State. They're gonna hold two of their best pitchers for Hoover. So it's going to be interesting, because you're going to have those kind of guys, you know, early in the week who hold their best pitcher against somebody. They're going to be playing an opponent with something to play for this weekend, trying to host. So it's going to be all those little strategy things that's going to make it a lot more interesting, or at least add to the interest in this new format.
Mark, one of the things this coming weekend, and we'll have it here starting tomorrow, I think pregame is at 5:30. Tomorrow night's first pitch is at 6 o'clock as LSU plays South Carolina, is to see what happened with South Carolina and Paul Maneri taking over a couple years back. I told the story in talking to Coach Maneri. He hinted to me very loudly that he wanted to coach again. But I knew that, you know, just from his comments, he didn't like NIL. He didn't like the transfer portal. And he was always a guy, even at LSU, that the assistant coaches did a lot of the recruiting, and Paul would kind of be the guy to seal the deal at the end. Today, that's not going to work, you know, in today's version of college baseball, and it's showing up right now in South Carolina. Not that he inherited a lot of talent, but I'm wondering, moving forward, do South Carolina decides to keep him because of the fact. And he's been a great coach throughout this time frame. But, man, times change, and you got to change with it. I hope if Coach Maneri continues to manage, he will change along with everybody else. But it doesn't look to be that way.
Well, certainly the sport has changed, and especially at the top of the sport, where, you know, at the SEC, it's so much different than it was, say, 3-4 years ago, where you could – then, yeah, it was about recruiting, and it was about building your team and managing and leadership and all that sort of stuff, running the program. And that's still part of it. But the other part of this is you're doing a whole lot of non-baseball stuff. You're raising money for NIL programs. You're trying to keep your players from hitting the portal and really negotiating, I won't call it salary, we'll call it compensation with them so that they stay. And sometimes that's happening during the season. It's just a whole different deal. And if you've been coaching the same way for your entire career, it's certainly an adjustment. It's an adjustment anyway. But you can imagine how someone who's been so successful like Paul, now he gets in this and he's got to figure it out, or else he's not going to last very long. I understand the reservations about it, but it's reality. I mean, I don't look for it to change. I know that there's a lot of interest in trying to clean some things up, add some guardrails. But every time the NCAA tries to do something, the courts strike it down. So I think we've got what we got, and you've got to figure out how to exist inside it.
So, Mark, I wanted to get your thoughts on South Carolina because, yes, Paul Maneri and what's happened in his first year with the Gamecocks is one story. I listened to Joe Healy do his weekend waypoints every weekend talking about the weekend series, and he makes a great point with South Carolina that it's a talent issue with the Gamecocks. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not all on the management as much as some South Carolina fans would like to say, but if you just look at the numbers, they're number 13 in the SEC in offense, a .269 batting average. But what really strikes me is they're number 15, second to worst in the SEC in ERA with 6.28, and they're holding opponents to a .264 batting average. That's just not going to win anywhere. I want to get your thoughts on, you know, your scouting report of South Carolina ahead of this weekend series. And another thing that also popped up recently, I heard that Ethan Petrie, who's been out the last couple weekends, was potentially going to return this weekend, but Paul gave an update today saying that he's not feeling well and it's unlikely that he could potentially play. And that's a big key piece on that South Carolina offense as well. So just your scouting report on the Gamecocks.
Yeah. 3 weeks ago, it would have been different than what I'm going to tell you now. 3 weeks ago, they were a team that lost a lot of close games, but they fought hard. They were competitive. It just, you know, I agree with Joe. They came out on the wrong end of some close games. But unlike Missouri, who was just getting thumped every weekend, South Carolina, they were in it. But these last few weeks, I mean, Florida came in and just absolutely drubbed them. Auburn last weekend, oh, my God, that was non-competitive for two of the three games, including the Thursday game that was, you know, it was drubbing. And that's concerning, right? Because even Missouri, who took their lumps, has played better at the end of the year. They've got some guys back, young guys get better, that sort of thing. South Carolina's gone the other direction. And that's the kind of thing that generates apathy. It gets the fans upset. It's just is not in a healthy place right now. And I'm assuming that Paul and his staff will come back and they'll get a chance to, you know, maybe they address some things with recruiting and NIL and try to, you know, basically restock the talent, just like Georgia did when Wes Johnson came in and just really brought in a whole new team from the portal. I think that's probably what we're looking at if they have the appetite for it. And you mentioned Ethan Petrie. He did come back last night, went 0-for-4 with two strikeouts, and they took him out late in the game as he was kind of clutching his shoulder. So he had a setback. You know, you always want to come back as soon as you can, and maybe it was a couple of days too soon because it just didn't work out for him. And that's a huge blow. He's the best hitter. He's going to be a pro guy. You know, a good draft, or I guess 2 months from now. It's a real problem for them because they aren't overly talented anyway, and you lose your best stick. So pitching's been a problem. Run prevention in general, you know, defense, not just errors, but are you making the plays that you need to make range-wise? It's not a very good team right now, and I feel like LSU, you know, if LSU plays South Carolina in week two or three, they might be taking two out of three. You know, that may be the goal. But this week, you've got to go in there and kick them on their down and get that sweep.
Mark, give me a couple of non-SEC teams that you think could make a run at this, could win the whole ball of wax. Because, I mean, pretty much a lot of people, if they got a coin, they're going to put it on an SEC team. But maybe give me a couple teams that you've seen in their development that you think's really got a shot, you know, that could potentially win a national championship.
There's not any. The sport has changed, and because of the portal, the mid-majors have become feeder teams for the top of the sport. So while you do have some quality, you know, mid-majors, Coastal Carolina is a good one. I think they're going to host a regional. They could make it to Omaha, but they're not going to win the title, barring something crazy. It's just the difference in the resources, the talent, the money, the coaching, all of that is just at another level, not just at the SEC, but the top ACC programs, you know, the Florida States and Clemson's are that way as well. But to answer your question, I mean, Southern Miss is a good team, but they have a really tough series with Troy this weekend. Troy is the only team in the country that has not lost a weekend series. And they seemingly win two out of three every weekend. And Southern Miss has to go there. So that's a really nice mid-major matchup. They're both going to be regional teams. Southern Miss even has an outside shot to host if they were to get a little bit of RPI bump here late. And they've got a really good ace in J.B. Middleton, he's an SEC arm. He's a really good pitcher. So it's different than it was a few years ago because, I mean, you look at the top, if you look at the Sun Belt, you look at the SoCon, the top, the American, look at their all conference teams and the guys that have eligibility, look where they end up in the portal.
So, Mark, if you're looking at this weekend series with LSU and South Carolina, just, you know, as I mentioned, the pitching staff and the run prevention, as you had kind of said, has been a huge issue for them all year long. And that was really on display in that opener against Auburn. I mean, it happened against Florida, as you also kind of said earlier. Steve and I were texting back and forth, and we just saw them get drummed. I think it was last Thursday against Auburn in that opener, like 24-2. Just like, what is happening with this program? As you mentioned, they're kind of in a bad spot at this point. But I want to get your thoughts on the offense, because the very next game, you know, they showed a lot more fight, put up 10 runs on a good Auburn pitching staff. Wanted to get your thoughts on any kind of players in that lineup that could potentially test LSU's pitching staff this weekend.
Well, certainly Henry Casmall is a shortstop. He was a transfer from Ohio State. He's been a guy they expected a lot from, and has been maybe a little bit down from what we hoped, but he's super talented. They've got a freshman. What's his name? Bo Hollins. His dad was a big leaguer, and he's a guy who's had quite a few hits, clutch hits. Nathan Hall is probably their most talented player, just a big, toolsy, rangy outfielder, big, strong, fast. He's been fighting some injuries, but he came back last weekend. I think he'll return. That's probably the main group. KJ Scobie would be a freshman that I think he's gonna be a player. He's just it's just tough in this league as a freshman. There's not many like Curiel or Chris Rimbert or those guys are around the league right now.
So Mark, my last one for you. You know, with D1 baseball's most recent field of 64 projection, LSU's the 2 seed behind Texas, and I think mm-hmm. 6 of the top 8 are from the SEC too, as far as those top 8 national seeds. LSU, we get this text all the time. We've asked a couple different people, Todd Walker, Joe Healy. Now I'm going to throw it at you as well. With a 17-10 record this weekend against South Carolina, what do they need to do to feel completely safe as a top 8 national seed with the home path to Omaha? Because with the SEC tournament the way it is, they've changed it so that it's a single elimination thing the whole way throughout. Joe had a great point when he was on with us last week that it's more of kind of a garnish than anything else. Like, it can help you, but if you get dinged and you lose in your first game in the SEC tournament in Hoover and you're eliminated, it may not necessarily hurt you as far as the hosting chances or top 8 national seed chances if you've already hit a certain number in SEC wins in the regular season. So I wanted to ask you, this weekend at South Carolina, is it 19, is it 20 for LSU to feel real safe with that top 8 national seed?
Well, it's comparing yourself against the other contenders, and I really feel like LSU is in a great position. If I had to put a number on it, I'd say 2 more wins. The other thing you mentioned about the conference tournament is since it's not double elimination, you're not going to pick up 2 losses. So, you know, even if you go 0-1, you know, it's not the 0-2 in barbecue like we got used to, that could really hurt you. You know, but picking up those 2 losses where 1 is more negligible. I do feel like there's just a bevy of teams that have really similar resumes, and we'll have to find out how the committee is going to address them, because you have Georgia, Auburn, and Vanderbilt have really high RPIs, and then you have Texas, LSU, and Arkansas, whose RPIs are just right a notch below that, but have better standings and honestly, I think are better teams. But it's really hard to understand what the committee is going to do. And we had a chance to talk to J.R. Teagues, who's the Southeastern Louisiana Athletic Director, who's the chairman of the selection committee. Got something that's going to run on D1 Baseball tomorrow, where we had a roundtable with him and to ask him these kinds of questions. And it really does come down to what the individual committee member values. Whether it's they feel more confident or impressed by what a team has done from an RPI standpoint with your strength of schedule, or whether it's versus, hey, this team won head-to-head, this team has a better conference record, this team has more showcase wins, you know, the big series wins. And what do you value? And that's – we don't really know, and that's what we're going to find out now, because – with these bloated conferences where everybody doesn't play each other, conference record used to be something we could count on. And I think now it's going to be a lot less important just for those reasons that we talked about.
Mark, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always great insights. Appreciate your time, brother. And they keep you busy 24/7, man, 365. It's almost like us in football. You get a little bit of downtime, but, man, we sort of like it because them dog days of summer for us, you know, when it comes in mid-June to mid-July, man, there's not a lot going on. But, you know, baseball keeps us the heart beating, so to speak.
I'm with you, man. There's plenty to talk about, plenty to write about.
There you go. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it, bud.
Yep. Sure.
All thanks, righty. Mark.
Mark Etheridge from D1 Baseball. I want to tell you, WWL is your home for LSU baseball. Up next for the Tigers, South Carolina Gamecocks in a 3-game series in Columbia, South Carolina. And it all starts tomorrow night. 5:30 will be pregame, first pitch at 6 p.m., and you can stream it live on the free Odyssey app. Also, game two, same situation, 5:30 pregame, 6 o'clock first pitch. And then game three Saturday, pregame at 1:30 and first pitch at 2 o'clock. And you can hear it live right here on the Big 870 WWL and also streaming live on the Odyssey app. We'll be back to finish it up here in our number one of Sports Talk right after this break. Finishing up here in our number one on Sports Talk on the Big 870. We're going to have a lot more. Certainly, the NFL schedule release will become official at 7 o'clock. Mike Cost, myself, along with Steve Geller, Charlie Long, will be talking about it in the 6 o'clock hour also. Because at 6:10, once a purple night, always a purple night, Stan Verrett from ESPN will join us to talk about Saints scheduling. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 WWL right after this news break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.